Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Let's go straight to the Lord in prayer. We have lots to talk about today. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you again and we praise you for who you are. And we thank you, Father, for your grace and your love and your mercy. Thank you for your forgiveness, forgiving us our debts of sin, which are many. We ask, Father, that you will guide us and protect us and lead us. Comfort those, Father, who are suffering and who have lost loved ones for whatever reason, who are separated from others and are feeling lonely, those who have lost their jobs. Father, we just ask that you will be with this nation. Wake the people up to bring them back to you, that they might put their trust in you and not government. We ask that you be with the president and the vice president, all those around them. Give them godly counsel, Father. May they be able to read between the lines and see what needs to be done. Father, we have so many things going on in this world, so many lies and deceptions. The Prince of Lies is very active, and he has many, many followers. But we know that we are the victors, for our victory is already won because of you and your sacrifice. Father, may we once again be a praying nation. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you in prayer. Amen. Well, we are led by lies and corruption. The more, you know, every day we see more and more of that. I suppose it depends on which side you're on as to how you view the latest revelations of news and the documents that have been presented. But there's one thing, regardless of the side you've chosen, we all must believe that politics in this nation is corrupt. I'm thoroughly disgusted with politics, yet it would seem as though we are trapped. Like the story of Brer Fox and to entrap Brer Rabbit in the Tar Baby story. The more we try to get loose, it would seem the more entrapped and stuck we are in this Tar Baby of lies and deception. The left and many on the right will eventually be named, and in my opinion, could not have done this without help. They could not have an outsider in the White House who would soon know all that they have done and all that they have been trying to do in order to bring this nation down to a third world social equality status. General Flynn was a victim, for he knew too much, and they had to remove him from the presence of the president. They had to destroy him. The left didn't and doesn't care about the lives of the American people. Not in the least, not in the very least. They have absolutely no empathy. They destroyed this general financially and his reputation, his life's work, and they even went after his family. They demeaned his service. They brought it down to nothing. He was branded as a liar and a traitor. Fast forward to the pandemic now. A young woman with a business, we've talked about her. She had a salon. She decided she needed to reopen her business to work. Her children were hungry. They were taking precautions, which I'm kind of shaking my head about. But anyway, they were taking precautions, and I'm shaking my head. I'll back up on that. Because somebody that was interviewing, they wanted to know the details of what she was doing to be careful. But the arrogant judge in this case, he wanted her to bow and apologize for her selfishness and not listening to the orders. The woman who has not had an income for 2 months tells the judge her children are hungry, that the people who work with her, their children are hungry. They can't meet the needs. They can't pay their mortgages. So what does he do? She will not bow. He sentenced her to 7 days in jail. But the kicker is, after she tells him, after he knows she hasn't had a job for 2 months, no income, he fines her $7,000. Wait. Now, I'm sure she received a $1,200 stimulus check and maybe an extra $500 for her teenage daughter. So how does the judge expect her to pay this $7,000 fine? He didn't care. He has no compassion whatsoever, but he has a job. Oh, yes, he has a job. Most socialists, they don't have compassion. That's not in socialism. Oh, they talk about equality, but they have no compassion. They are not the ones running to the rescue. They are not the ones suing others to hurt feelings. Did you hear any Planned Parenthood business donating any kind of medical equipment? Did they donate their masks? I didn't hear of that. Did anybody else hear that? No. So they protest Christian Hospital, and then they tax the volunteer workers. Yes, the left hates Americans, there is no doubt. They have absolutely no heart for others, but they have high-dollar ice cream, and they have no compassion for an out-of-work mom or hungry children, but they have authority to do whatever they want to her and make an example of her. How dare her not bow? How dare her not apologize for being selfish? While I was writing this morning, my mind was brought back to the parable of the unmerciful servant. If you'll remember that story out of the scripture, it's from Matthew 18, 21 through 35. The kingdom. Well, it all starts out because Peter wants to know, how many times should I forgive? And the Lord says 70 times 7. In other words, you should always forgive. Always be willing to forgive. So he gives an example. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts. Settle the accounts with his servants. He began the settlement, and a man who owed him 10,000 bags of gold, now that's a lot of gold, was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all be sold to repay the debt. At this, the servant fell on his knees before him. "Be patient with me," he begged. "I will pay back everything." The servant's master took pity on him and canceled the debt and let him go. But then that same servant went out. He found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 silver coins. He grabbed him and began to choke him. "Pay back what you owe me," he demanded. His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him for forgiveness. "Be patient with me, I will pay it back." But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. Well, how can you pay the debt in prison? Anyway, when the servants went and told the other king, he was outraged, and he went back. And then the master called the servant in. "You wicked servant," he said. "I canceled all the debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had the same mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?" In anger, his master handed him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed. The left, they have no compassion. The truth is not the way of the left. They must hide, they must lie, they must deceive, or you would stop them. They hate free speech. I wanted to talk a little bit about free speech. Maybe we'll get into that later. Daniel's going to call, and we're going to talk about some of the lies and deception and corruption that's going on. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I hope you forgive me, and we will be right back. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Gold is an investment. Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver is CSE Talk Radio's choice for gold, silver, and all your precious metals. Gold and silver are the ultimate forms of wealth. They are beautiful and alluring to virtually everyone on earth. They are extremely scarce and can't be counterfeited. Your contact, your trusted dealer, is Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in their business practices. No hard pressure sales, no boiler room tactics. Low prices, quality products, fast shipping. For all your gold, silver, platinum, and palladium needs, buy and sell. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in the fact that they educate their clients so that you can make an informed decision. Visit Melody Cederstrom at dgscoins.com or call her at 1-800-375-4188. dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver is the common sense way to invest. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go straight to the phone line because we have Daniel on the line. Daniel, how are you doing today?
I'm angry again, Beth Ann.
I know. I kind of got that from your text this morning, and that's okay. I think we have every reason to be angry. But is there hope? I'm going to let you take it from there.
There is hope. There is hope, hopefully, as people go to jail. And that's the only thing that can save the reputation of our federal government if people need to go to jail. Mm. And I'm angry because of what happened in the Michael Flynn case, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners saw this break in the news yesterday, and they're maybe even watching it today. But what happened is the newly appointed Director of National Security, Rick Grenell, released a whole bunch of information. And I think President Trump put him in that position because he knew people were just pussyfooting around. Why were you not releasing all this information to the American people? What was the holdup? So Rick Grenell got the job, and Rick Grenell released information. And, oh, boy, when you see what was done to a three-star Marine general, when you see that the abuse of power, and then you find out that the Obama administration, that President Obama himself knew about it, that Joe Biden knew about it, that most of the cabinet knew about it, and were totally comfortable with what they were doing. And here's one specific example. And it's a woman named Evelyn Farkas. And Evelyn is running for Congress right now in New York. And if you look at her Twitter feed, her biography, she says that she is one of the people who blew the whistle on the Russian collusion, and that is the basis for her congressional campaign, that she's going to fight corruption. And Evelyn Farkas went all over the media in 2017 and said, we knew what was going on. We knew that President Obama fired Jim Comey because of all this stuff. We knew how much was coming out. But then in a classified briefing, you see the correspondence between her and Trey Gowdy, where she admits all that was a lie. And Trey Gowdy says, well, you didn't really know anything, did you? No, I did not. You had no information. No, I did not. So when you say you knew, you really meant you felt. Well, yeah, I think I felt it, but I had no information. Now, why did Adam Schiff not release that transcript? Right? Why was that considered classified? The reason why is because it exposes that this is all lies.
A sham.
It's all lies. Exactly. And it's so angering. If the government will do that to a three-star general, what, Beth Ann, will they do to you, to me, to Liberty Tabletop, to all of your wonderful listeners who disagree with the next Democrat administration?
You know, Daniel, I'm going to go off the rail here just a little bit. But when you talk about what will they do, we know that on social media and we know in the mainstream media, they are censoring what the people get to hear and say and do. That's one thing we don't have here at CSC Talk Radio. I may have to stop you if you get a bad word in or something, but I don't try to, and I try to bring the truth. I may get it wrong sometimes, but I'm not censoring, and I'm not censored yet. I'm sure they're being listened to, I'm sure. But America has got to wake up. It's like you said, if they do this to a three-star general, what are they going to do? Maybe we should send them all to Marine boot camp. You think that'll cure them?
Yeah. Something has to
let Flynn have him. Let him take him to Marine boot camp.
It is shameful. It is shameful what they did to this man. It's criminal.
But they have no compassion. They could care less about people. They're about their agenda, and it's about turning this nation into complete socialism. That's what it's about. It's in my opinion. And so when you see someone like this woman with the salon and this judge, he's a leftist judge.
Mm-hmm.
So Eric.
Demanding an apology.
She didn't bow.
No.
But not only that, she just gets through telling him about her children. I think she just has one daughter. I could be mistaken, but they're hungry. And the people that work with her, their children are hungry, and they can't make their bills, so she went back to work. So what's he do? He fines her $7,000, and he throws her in jail for 7 days. Where is the compassion for people, for this situation that we've all been thrust into? And sometimes I think now it's maybe that was all a hoax in and of itself, not the virus. I realize it's real. But the compassion was not there.
Yeah.
There was no...
Yeah. There is a very odd pattern that we've discovered in the last couple of years, and this is what ties the Russian investigation I was talking about and the coronavirus response you're talking about. And the odd pattern that ties it all together is there has been a very deliberate and calculated effort by the left and their friends in the establishment media to spin truths in such a way that it is damaging to this administration and to the American people.
Yeah.
The Russian collusion thing was a total sham, but they kept it going because it served their agenda. This lockdown seems to be a total sham, but they keep it going because it serves their agenda. And we've seen this with Michael Avenatti and Stormy Daniels.
Yeah.
We see this with the Ukraine, which is, people forget the president was just impeached only 2 months ago about withholding aid to the Ukraine, and that's not even talked about anymore. I guess that is resolved.
But it was a lie anyway.
Exactly. And so there is a very deliberate effort by the left, by the deep state, who were still Obama appointees, who were still in government, by the media, to push a narrative for a very deliberate purpose. You mentioned the coronavirus shutdown and whether or not it was deliberate. The governor of New York admitted a very odd statistic that he himself said he found fascinating. 66% of the people in New York who have the virus followed all the shutdown rules. They socially isolated. They stayed at home. And he said, I find it amazing that more than two-thirds of the people who have the sickness weren't out and about, weren't taking the train, weren't – they all got it because they just stayed home. Well, so the shutdown really was not necessary? Or would it have changed anything if we didn't have it?
So,
no.
But I have a theory on that.
Please, let's hear it.
Just, it's not science. It's called mother. When I had sick children, I stayed home with those sick children. And they would pass it on to the next one, even though I let the ones that were well go to school when they got home. You know, they were passing it all around at school and everywhere else. And I would get it. But my husband, who was going to work every day, getting out in the fresh air every day, he didn't get it.
Yeah, interesting.
Isn't that interesting? Well, he had fresh air.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm not even sure these masks now we're talking about, first we didn't need them, now we do need them, now we have to have them. I'm thinking the masks are keeping you from breathing fresh air.
and the same people now who are excoriating this president for today's job numbers, which are devastating and your heart breaks for millions
Everyone.
Of people who have lost their job, but the same people now who are saying that Trump has to own this, this is his economy, are the same ones who are saying, well, we need to extend the lockdown forever. And so,
yeah.
So which way is it? And you say, well, that's inconsistent. That's logically inconsistent. That doesn't matter. Both of them are serving their agenda. And their agenda is advance socialism, advance government power, destroy this administration, and hopefully help Vice President Biden in his campaign, which he may or may not remember he's running for office, but he actually is. And so, yeah, just it's
or
you
which
know,
office?
Maybe I've been cooped up too long. I'm also getting angry, but
no, I think we. I think everyone's getting angry, especially
yeah.
those that need to work. And you need to work, and I need to work, and of course I've been going to work. It's just the way it is. But it's hurt you, your donations. I've had cutbacks here because of it, and it's just the way it is. And we're trying to plug through and hope we can last to the end until it's all over. But their logic doesn't work. And not only that, Daniel, do they not realize everything they've said is on film?
Yeah.
I mean, it's recorded. We can go back and we can see what they said. I mean, when President Trump reacted right away, they said he was doing the wrong thing and they was making a big deal out of nothing. And then when they go back and say, well, he said that it wasn't going to be that bad. He didn't take it serious. And then look what happened. Uh-oh. We're headed into a break.
I hear that music. You know, November is still 6 months away. A lot can happen between now and then. But I think the anger is going to grow, and I think we're going to see an amazing November. I think that's going to resonate with the American people.
I want to talk about that full time when you're back with us on a Tuesday. I can't remember if it's this coming Tuesday or the next. I haven't got my calendar in front of me, but I want
this
to talk
Tuesday
about
Tuesday coming
about.
Up. I'll be there, ma'am.
Yeah. And let's give some people some hope, too.
Amen.
I'm glad this corruption, this stuff's coming out, but I want to see people arrested. I want to see restitution. They should make sure, and it shouldn't come out of the pockets of the people. It should come out of the pockets of those who did the lying and the deceiving and the corruption, and they need to pay restitution for what they've done to the General Flynn and to the Americans. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. Thank you, Daniel. And we'll be right back. Liberty Oil Field Services brings you the following fracking facts. Did you know fracking is the reason America is now number one in oil and natural gas production? Thanks to the fracking industry, America's energy is more efficient, more affordable, and our air is cleaner. America is now exporting fuel and making America great again. Fracking is not the enemy of America. The Dems want to ban our natural resources for the sake of climate change. But banning fracking would knock America back to being dependent on other countries for our energy. So, America is fueling up with fracking. This message is brought to you by the best darn frack company, period. Liberty Oil Field Services. Learn more about fracking at libertyfrack.com. Liberty Oil Field Services, bringing America home with life, liberty, and fracking.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips. Tips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-510-4403. That's 800-510-4403. Call now. 800-510-4403.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. And we have returned to listening to CSU Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You know, Daniel made some good points, and I don't know about you. A lot of it we kind of expected, and I don't have the documents in my hand. I haven't been reading them. I've been listening to what other people say, and that's kind of a scary thing because I don't believe anything they say. I have an article here from American Greatness, and I also have an article written about Charlie Daniels. He's kind of fed up with things. But we know that, and I have an article that I'm not going to necessarily share with you, but it's an article talking about Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx. And the data that they came out with, and this one points that out, he's not necessarily pointing at those two, but they are the ones that persuaded the president one way or the other, if he is persuadable. And, you know, the predictions and the numbers and everything that we had told us that we could have millions of people die. That has not happened, praise the Lord. But millions of people have lost their jobs. And there are people waiting. I got a letter from my doctor's office yesterday that it's not going to be business as usual. They've cut back. They're only going to be seeing people a couple of days a week. And the staff, they've had to let some of the staff go. And I said, because nobody's showing up. Well, we were told, don't go to your doctor. Don't go out. Don't go anywhere. Just call them on the phone. Of course, you know,
I remember a day when you could do that. You could pick up and you could tell the doctor, my child has these symptoms and what should I do? And he would prescribe medicine. And when the good family doctor, they'd say, you got five, they're all going to get it. I'm going to give you at least five refills. If you use them, okay. If you don't, okay. Yeah, that's not the way of the new age insurance. You can't do that. He's got to see every single one of them. But now, with the pandemic, they're telling everybody, don't go to the doctor. Just call them. And so they've had to make changes. But the joblessness has grown, and it was already too big. And who are we supposed to believe? When are we supposed to believe what they tell us? Either we believe in natural rights, he says in this, the consent of the governed, and in having healthy dose of skepticism about most of everything the media and many of the political leaders spin at us, or we don't. Now, you need to think about that. I told you I was going to talk about social media a little bit, and I will here in just a moment. I have a gentleman who called a couple of days ago, and he wrote something. Now, I'm going to put my disclaimer out there because I don't know what he wrote, but he wanted to share it on the air. And I know that other talk show hosts are not going to let him do that, and I hope he appreciates that I'm going to let him do that. So this is Willie from Vermont. Willie, how are
Hello?
You doing today? How are you doing today,
Great.
Willie?
Really good.
Are you a first-time caller?
Well, the other day, I'm a first-time caller overall, yeah.
Okay. All right.
I wrote
what
a
is it exactly?
About... Go ahead.
Go ahead. I was going to ask you what it is exactly you've written.
It's about how we lost our sovereignty.
Okay.
Okay. It's just a short history of our money system and how everything changed.
All right.
I'll start. For hundreds of years, people in America dug gold out of the mountains and had the government press it into a coin to be used as currency. In 1913, our government entered into an impossible contract, a fraud called the Federal Reserve Bank. The bank issued money and required that money to be returned, and interest for using that money was to be paid in gold. The people were the financiers of the government and were considered to be the lawful owners of the government. We were the sovereigns. By 1933, the government couldn't raise enough gold to pay the interest on the Federal Reserve notes, so the government reneged on the obligation they agreed to. At the time, we were operating under common law, and under that law, if you didn't live up to your obligation as a debtor, your creditor took control of you until you fulfilled your promise to pay. The Congress passed H.J.R. 192 in 1933, stating no more payments will be made in gold, and gold was called in not to be used as money from then on. When the gold was called in, our status as sovereigns was removed, and we became corporations in a court of law. The
Yes.
gold was shipped to Europe, and all debt money system was set up using us and our earnings as collateral. The international bankers at our government used our birth certificates as a debt bond. Under law, there is a maxim. If you use someone else's property in a transaction, then whoever owns that property has a third-party claim against whatever was obtained with the third party's property. Under the law, the term is hypothecation. It is a hidden lien. By using the banks, all debt money, the banks have a claim against everything we think we own, including ourselves, property, and children. The banknote companies that print the birth certificate bond are a division of the Office of Management and Budget of the Commerce Department. The Constitution for the United States no longer applied to us because our lawful status had changed from sovereign to corporation. And that's the end of that letter.
I have a nine article series on that that was written by Anthony Antiso when I was able to put out a newsletter, and I did that on a monthly basis till I just couldn't afford it anymore. And he explains it all, and he has all the documents and everything numbered and in that. So yes, you're absolutely right, Willie. We've been deceived for a long time, but we the people didn't make that agreement.
No,
we the people didn't make that agreement.
Exactly. But you know what's strange about this letter? I had to go in. They have lawyers. When I sent it to the local newspaper in St. Johnsbury, they wouldn't print it. I had to go in and force them to print it. And I had one of the girls that does this typeset in the cab I drive one time. She said they run all the letters by a lawyer. Well, when I read this letter to a lawyer that I know that's retired, he said, you know, we had to take an oath in law school not to divulge that to anybody. So the lawyers are basically in on the conspiracy.
Well, the lawyers are, they belong to the courts, not the people.
And, I know, they're esquires, yeah.
Yeah, we learned that a long time ago, and we've got way too many of them in Congress. Way too many of them. So, appreciate it, Willie. Thank you. You had me a little nervous. I wasn't sure what you had written. You had me a little nervous.
I tell you about, though, I get the New American Magazine. Check out the coronavirus issue. It's the first one in May. It's an unbelievable magazine. You really need to read it, Beth Ann.
What's the name of it again?
It's the New American, the John Birch Society.
Okay. All right.
And I really appreciate you letting me read that.
You're more than welcome. Thank you for listening. I hope you continue to listen and support CSC Talk Radio. Appreciate it so much. Thank you. You know, first-time caller, that's always fun. We had two of those this week. That's a lot of fun. People, we have been deceived. We can talk about conspiracy theories all we want. And, you know, when I first started hearing this, what Willie was telling me, I thought, oh, come on, that's not true. But Anthony and Tiso, he and I got, I haven't heard from him for a while, but he and I got put together because of Agenda 21 and the things that he was doing to fight that in the state of California. And then we got to talking about this other, and when I still had the newsletter going, and I still have his articles. And there's 9 of them. I think it's 9. 9 of them that bring it all together. And it's hard to read in some respects because he gives so much information, and he gives a lot of the dates. And as Willie did, he gives the number of the document, the ID, and the date. And it goes on and on. And folks, what was it that Congressman said back in 1957, if the American people realized what Congress did 49 years ago, they'd be mad? Well, I don't know about you, but Willie and I are both mad. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I want to talk about social media and the alternative medias at CSC Talk Radio when we come back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. All that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of
your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. Have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. We're going to take one more phone call. We've got Laura from Missouri. Laura, I was thinking about you when Willie was talking. How are you doing?
Really well. And what you said when you said, but we didn't, you know, we didn't agree to that. Well,
we the people didn't.
Yes, we actually did unknowingly when we contract with the government. For driver's license and social security cards and marriage license and registration on our vehicles, we are all contracting with the government saying, yes, we are U.S. citizens and we are on the hook. We're on the hook when you do that. But if everybody would look at their birth certificates, they say that it has a state that you were born in. You are originally state citizens. And the only way we get to U.S. citizen status is through contracts. And these contracts that they do not fully disclose that you're losing your God-given rights when you're taking on these privileges and benefits. That's all they're giving you.
You can undo it.
But you can undo it. You can get back to your state citizen status. You do not have to be a U.S. citizen. You can be a state citizen without that, and then you are out of their jurisdiction.
Okay. All right.
Something for everybody to think about and look into.
It is.
It's been upheld by the Supreme Court that you a U.S. citizen is somebody that is born in D.C. or one of their territories or works for the government. That's all a U.S. citizen actually is.
All right. All right. Appreciate it, Laura. Thank you for the reminder again. You know, I said I was going to share this quote, and Rudy found it for me, because I've had it in several of the articles that I've written in the last couple of weeks. This is coming from a Republican Senator, George Malone of Nevada, and he said this back in 1957. That I believe that if the people of this nation fully understood what Congress has done to them over the past 49 years, now that was in 1957, They would move on Washington. It adds up to a preconceived plan to destroy the economy and social independence of the United States. And if you notice, when you go back and you look at the United States in documents such as the Constitution, the U is always small. It's not capitalized. States is capitalized, but the U in United is lowercase. And so that's just an observation, because what we're saying is we were states that united. We united to keep things civil, to make things easier, such as our currency. I mean, it was a mess right after the Revolution. Different states, different colonies, they had their own currency, and then they would try to go and travel, and it was just a mess. They had to do something. But they never wanted a central bank to own it all. They were never for something such as the Federal Reserve. We were sold out. There's no doubt about it. How to get it back? That's another issue altogether. Now, Charlie Daniels, I'm going to say this real quick, because he was tweeting and somebody wrote an article about it. And it's out of I think I wrote that down, Western Journal. And the Jared Harris is the guy who wrote this. He said, country music legend Charlie Daniels sent state governors a stark message warning that much of the nation is fed up with the way things are being handled. The next week on Tuesday, we're going to have Daniel. We're going to be fired up next week. Daniel will be fired up on Tuesday, and Mindy Patterson is going to be fired up on Wednesday. Anyway, he says, Daniel tweeted this, "You hard-headed, politically motivated governors better watch it. America is steaming, and the safety valve is just about to blow, and a bunch of hot stuff is fixing to escape under extreme pressure. Why should every taxpayer in America pay for the incompetence of governors who have proven they can't run a state?" And I think he was referring to mostly maybe New York and that. I don't know. He goes on through here, and he makes little tweets about Pelosi and a few other things, and what happened to Shelley Luther, which is the salon owner that we talked about. Now, somebody bailed her out as far as her $7,000 fine. Actually, it was the lieutenant governor, Patrick's, that did it. He shouldn't have had to pay it either. But somebody should get rid of that judge. And somebody should get rid of some of these Democrat governors, like the gal in Michigan, Whitmer. I think that's her name. And what about that mayor in Chicago? Mayor Lightfoot. These people that think they can be tyrants over you. The only reason that Congress got away with what they did over 100 years ago, it's because our life didn't change a whole lot. Not right away. Now, I want to talk real briefly. We've only got about a minute left. And I kind of went off on this a little bit either earlier this week. Social media is censoring people, conservatives, Christians. And they won't give you any reason other than it doesn't meet the qualifications or the community standards is what they call it. We have been attacked many, many times on Facebook, and I don't really do anything other than the show. I post other articles from other news sources. But you're not censored here. And I want you to think about that. CSC Talk Radio isn't owned by some big network. These other talk show hosts, they're owned by big networks. I'm not. I'm a little bitty gal, mostly, with a network of stations that are rural stations, small stations. I had a vision of all of that growing, but I've never been able to make it happen. Censorship is not here with CSC Talk Radio. And I would love for it to grow. That takes, unfortunately, money. So what I want you to do is not send me a whole lot of dollars. Unless you have that to spare, then yes, I would. I want you to pray about it. I've asked you to pray for the president. We pray for the president together. I'm going to ask you to pray that we can grow this uncensored, rural network, small town USA network. Uncensored. And we can ignore social media and the mainstream media for the most part. And you will have a voice. I don't always get it right. I may not always hit it hard enough. But I'm here for you. And I'm trying the very best I can under these circumstances, not just the pandemic. But you can see what we've been dealing with. And it's time that we were offensive to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions, government micromanaging our lives, but do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.